Hi, fit friends. Welcome to my Mindset Reset podcast. I'm not sure what episode, but let's start off with episode one of the new year. And this episode, I am going to talk to you about my experience with COVID-19, being tested positive for COVID-19, and what I've learned. So I got tested on February 3rd. Now, before that, I got tested on January 24th, right? So you can do the math about the days. Reason I got tested is every time I feel sick or I didn't have a cough or anything, but I just wasn't feeling well. And I got tested on the 24th with my younger son, and we tested negative, right? That week I stayed home. I rested because my ex-life program was about to start the following week. So I was like, you know what, Joy, you got to rest because, you need to rest. So I rested. I didn't go anywhere that week except maybe for the grocery store. And then the following week, my father-in-law passed away, suddenly went in for surgery, didn't make it. So that was like, there was just stress upon stress on the family, right? So I didn't think anything of it. The way COVID, being, testing positive, but the way it started for me wasn't the regular symptoms. I started with panic attacks and anxiety. And I remember talking to my therapist on the Wednesday or the Thursday. I spoke to her, and I just was very, very much anxious, right? This is anxious and panic attacky. Like, my heart was racing really fast. I had to calm myself down. I had to breathe, practice my breaths. So I am thinking this is just, a reaction to, my father-in-law. Him and I was really close. We were really cool. I spoke with him almost every day. So I didn't think it was COVID because I didn't have a cough. I didn't have a fever. I didn't have any of those things. All right. And the reason I'm mentioning these things, because sometimes I'm thinking there are a lot of people who don't have regular symptoms and might be thinking it's just a cold or just the flu and not even realizing that they might be spreading it to other people. So anyways, the weekend came about. My son had told me previously that he wasn't feeling well, right? My oldest son, he's 17, and he's like, Mom, I'm not feeling so well. And, teenagers, he's waking up late. He's complaining that he's tired. And I was like, you gotta go get tested. But I had already booked my test. So I got tested first, and then, his test was like the following day. And I got tested. It was positive. So that was scary. And then he got tested, and then the whole family had to get tested because my hubby has, had to travel for his father's funeral. That's not happening no more because he tested positive. And when I got tested the Wednesday evening, there was a burning sensation in my nose. That's the only thing that I can think of. Just burning, like my sinus was very stuffy. Prior to that, I was feeling very foggy. Like, my mind wasn't working at 100% capacity. It was foggy, very delirious in a sense. And, I'm thinking all of this time, I had my menstrual cycle on me. So I'm thinking, it's all of that and all the stress and the grief. And then we had something happen with the house. We had a little plumbing issue, just so much stuff happening, right? So I'm thinking this is stress. When I got the positive test, I came home. I immediately was like, hey, everybody got to get tested, quarantining. Doctor said 10 days and then I'll be good. And I remember waking up the next day feeling so tired. Like, the feeling, it's like it's keeping you from doing anything. Even getting out of bed was hard. And I said to myself, nope, COVID is not going to get me. I am going to fight this thing. And if you know me and you know my mindset and my mentality, I will push the limits to the limit, right? And I woke up the next morning and I said, nope, here's what you're going to do. And I made that vow to myself, for the next 10 days, you are going to run 1 mile every day for the next 10 days, which is my 10-day quarantine. And on the treadmill, all right? This is me running indoors in the treadmill. And I said, all right, this is what we're going to do, because we're going to fight this thing. The most, I think for me, the symptom that was really the hardest was the labor that it took to breathe. It was laboring to breathe for me. I would be talking, like I'm talking on the podcast, and the reason that I'm now recording it is because before I'll talk for 2-3 minutes and I got tired and I forgot what I was going to say, and you know, it's just like so much to process. So now at day 7, I'm talking, I'm clear, my mind is clear, I'm not foggy, I'm not feeling like I'm losing it. So this is what happened to me, and I decided I was going to fight this thing by running 1 mile a day or jogging. Like, I started off in the beginning jogging. It took me like 16, 17 minutes to jog on a treadmill, and then it started, you know, the time started going down. Now I'm doing 12-minute, 13-minute mile. So you can see that each day I'm getting better, right? And I'm really, really, really glad that I did that. This is what worked for me, right? This is what worked for me. My kids are the same. We are all active people. So none of us, if you see us, you know, in our state, it's like you will wonder if we are really sick or not. It's hard to tell. I still got up and did my X Live. You know, the ladies on X Live were like, are you sure you're okay? You know, but I still got up and I push through. One of the things with being a marathoner, ultra marathoner, is that it's a mindset thing. And that mindset, I would say, has carried me throughout so many different things. Even now, having to go through the experience of COVID. And mind you, it was scary because COVID has killed so many people, right? So not for a second that we were like, oh my gosh, but guess what? I have my faith. I'm a God girl. I believe in God. And I believe God got us, right? For us to not get the regular symptoms and for us not to get, you know, extreme symptoms, we were truly grateful and thankful to God for that, because it could have been worse, right? And none of us had like really severe symptoms. My husband started coughing and, you know, sneezing. So each of us had the symptoms came like in a domino effect. So my older son, he was the first one. I think he said he went to Dunkin' Donuts, and that was the time that from that day he started feeling sick. So from him, then it was me, and then my younger son, he didn't really get much of anything. Like, you know, he was never a day that he was like, Mom, you know, I can't move. He was more or less, you know, Mom, my head's hurting. So he got a headache, and it just trickled down. And then the last person to really started showing symptoms was my husband. So I decided to record this podcast because I feel like, you know, sharing your experience, especially with this global pandemic we experience, it's, you know, just to make, you know, to make sure people understand that it's affecting people differently. And I think that's one of the biggest takeaways from this. The other takeaway was that staying active indoors, even if you're, you know, you just walk up and down the stairs, but staying active to really keep your respiratory system moving. And that's recommendation from me. I'm not a doctor, so you gotta consult with your doctor. I consulted with my doctor, and my doctor told me it was okay. That's why I still move. A lot of people was telling me, you need to rest. But because I'm an active person, very active person, resting is not something that I do, you know, like just like that. I have to like get my routine in. The other thing that I did was every morning when I woke up like a little later than my regular time. I used to be up like 4 a.m. So I'll get up 5. And if I don't have X Live, I'll have a client at 6:15. So what I'll do is finish with my client, go take my 1 mile on the treadmill and record a video. Then I'll take a hot shower. This really, really helped me. I'll take a nice hot shower, get dressed for the day, because everybody's working from home. you know, everybody's at staying home somehow. So I get dressed, you know, and jump on the you know, computer, get some things started, jump and eat breakfast, and then, you know, go through the day. Throughout the day, I usually, there's a slump where, like, I'll just start feeling very anxious and, you know, like, I need to rest and I need to sleep, and my sinus got, you know, gets stuffy. Later on in the night, what I do to prepare for bed, it's take another hot shower with peppermint oil. So I kind of started to get a routine in, right? I mean, it's day 7 and I've been doing the same thing. I got a routine in, the same thing I did with my kids. I told them, hey, get up, change, get dressed. Like, you really basically fighting this thing. Like, you're telling it, hey, you cannot get me down. You know what I mean? That's basically what you're doing. So those couple of things that we did, the bathing morning and evening, hot showers, peppermint oil. In the nighttime, I would also smell the peppermint oil on a tissue just to, like, just keep my passageway clear, my sinus. And I made a big pot of chicken soup with turmeric and ginger and garlic and spinach, you know, mushrooms, chicken stock, organic chicken stock, chicken. So that's one of my, if you know me well, you know, that's one of my go-to, like, get well soup type of thing. And I did that. We did a lot of mixture, blended up, like, turmeric, ginger, garlic and stuff to really keep the immune system going, right? So we fought, we kept on fighting it, and everybody's been feeling better each and every day, right? And it would behoove me not to share my experience, because I was one of the people that I'm like, no, I'm OCD before COVID. COVID made it okay for me to be OCD when it comes to cleanliness. So we were always spraying. Every time I saw Lysol, I would buy it. Like, we're always spraying, cleaning, keeping things in check. When we come home from the store or we come home from outside, we will take a shower. Our clothes goes to the dirty clothes basket. Like, we had a process. So when my son came and he was the first one started feeling sick, now I would be out. I'm out running with people, but I always take my precautions by wearing my mask, not touching anyone, keeping 6 feet apart, just being very careful. So I say that to say, this couldn't touch anybody, right? It can touch anyone. You just have to really be cautious and really be prepared, right? And especially for people who have underlying health conditions, you want to make sure you're checking yourself so that you're not endangering them, those people. You know what I mean? Like, we stayed home. Like, we didn't go anywhere. We have 7 days, day seven, we haven't gone anywhere. The most I did was go outside, check the mail, but we haven't gone. We are being very responsible in the sense that we are not venturing out, because, you know, we've had lots of friends, we call our family, that has come by and dropped stuff off. So grateful for that we have a family, you know, of friends that can, you know, come to our aid, and we don't necessarily have to go out. And you would be surprised, if, you know, the one of the things that I didn't want to do is I didn't want to tell people. You know, I just wanted to give it some time because it's scary. Like, I didn't want to tell anybody, but I started releasing it and, you know, telling people and saying, hey, you know, somebody ask, I tell them, hey, this is what's happening. And, you know, my prayer warriors prayed, and all my, you know, all the different people, and they offered help and assistance. And we were able to, you know, have water delivered and just all the different things, and all the people that really came through for us. Really, really appreciate them, and really thankful for my tribe and my community. That's the most important thing, I think, throughout all of this. I didn't have to go to the grocery. Yes, you can do, like, Instacart and order and stuff like that, but I had people who were like, what do you need? I'm coming. What do you need? I'm dropping stuff. And that was great. So I'm really grateful. I can't say how grateful and thankful we are for having that, you know, friends as family type of a relationship. So, but It's been hard in the beginning. As I said, it's in the beginning it was like really tough with the breathing and all of these things, but we pushed through and now everybody is doing much better. We still got a couple more days to go before we're in the clear and we go get tested again. But with that, I really, really do hope this message, add some type of value in any way, whether it's for you to really be more cautious, for you to, to understand that, hey, this, we have no clue where my son picked it up, like none. And he doesn't go anywhere. One time went to Dunkin' Donuts and that was it. So we have no clue where he got it from. And yeah, so, be cautious out there, wear your mask, stay active. If you can, stay active, right? If you can, stay active and make sure you're getting all the nutrients and the things that you need to keep your immune system healthy and strong. Perfect thing, vitamin D. Even though I can go outside, I sit by the window and I take in the sun. And that's it. Thank you for listening. I'll see you on the next episode of Mindset Reset. Bye.